You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
There are plenty of people out there who see utilize as a pretentious substitute for use. But then there are other folks who are very comfortable utilizing the verb utilize.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I'm so happy that we get to utilize your knowledge to help us figure this one out.
This came from a listener named Bill, who wrote to say, have you all talked about utilize and use? And I thought, how have we not talked about that? Because this is one that pundits and friends and colleagues have been concerned about for a while. This idea that utilize is unnecessary or pretentious or for many other reasons should not be used. How do you feel about utilize, Rebecca?
I use it sometimes. I mean, not, oh, there, I just used use. I utilize sometimes.
Are you self-conscious about it at all?
Sometimes I will admit I am kind of using it with a bit of sarcasm, maybe. So
you can find debates about it online. I found one on Stack Exchange, the website, where one person says, I think utilize is a little pompous. And then one other person writes, I prefer utilize in business correspondence or more generally whenever you're trying to make yourself sound intelligent. It's just so much sexier than use. And I don't know that I'd thought about utilize as sexy, but let's back up to the etymology. Utilize is a 19th century borrowing from French. 19th century, it's coming in much later than use, which was also a borrowing from French, but comes into English in the 13th century. When utilize comes into English, it seems to mean something like to make useful or to make profitable. You'll see commentators say that there's a subtle distinction here between utilize and use, that to utilize something is often to repurpose it, perhaps for a purpose for which it was not intended. And then there's just using things. But this has been controversial. Eric Partridge, in his wonderful book, Usage and Abusage, in 1969, wrote, the words utilize and utilization are 99 times out of 100 much inferior to use, both verb and noun. The other one time, they are merely inferior.
To put it bluntly,
Strunk and White said, why would you ever use utilize when you could use the simple, unpretentious use?
I was thinking about that, and I was like, I'm going to find an example, because to me, utilize has something a little bit different to it. It feels kind of like an opportunity, something of that nature. I found an example on the Grammar Cop's blog where you might actually need to use utilize. If you say something like, the teachers were unable to use the new computers. Well, that doesn't really tell us much. Maybe they weren't able to use them because they don't know how. They don't know how to operate one. We don't really know. But if you say the teachers were unable to utilize the new computers, you kind of assume maybe they weren't able to incorporate them in their instruction. They couldn't utilize the opportunity of the computers. So in that case, it might actually make more sense to use utilize.
I would agree. And I think there you're getting at that subtlety that some of the commentators are trying to get at, that these words might be slightly different. Other commentators are saying, really, you could almost always use rather than utilize. I got interested in the question of why in the middle of the 20th century did people start commenting on utilize at all? Why did it suddenly attract this attention? I think the answer is that it was coming into more and more popular usage. When you look at Google Books, utilize started increasing in the 20th century, and it was really peaking around the 1950s, 1960s, and that's when commentators started to try to police the use.
So should you basically just use or utilize whichever feels comfortable to you?
I think you can, but be aware that there are some people who are cranky about utilize.
We'll keep that in mind. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.